Guys, you know, it's Erev Purim, Bezrat Hashem. Purim Katan is coming up. Another month, we have Purim Ragil. This week's parasha, basically, is usually Mechiyas HaMalek. We usually read Zachorah on this parasha. And we usually have, next week, we usually have Purim. But this time we don't, because of the parasha, because of the two Adars. But there's a very special parasha that we have here. It starts out, "V'atat tzaved b'nei Yisrael v'yikwei lech Hashem en zayit zav katit la ma'or la'alot ner tamid." It starts out with a tzivui to Moshe Rabbeinu to be mitzaved b'nei Yisrael, "V'atat tzaved v'yikwei lech Hashem en zayit zav." They should take for you. They should take to you Hashem en zayit zav katit la ma'or. Really, get this Hashem en zayit la'alot ner tamid, to bring the ner tamid. To put up the Ner Tamid. What's the Ner Tamid? That's the menorah. Boel Moed Michus LaParochet Asher LaEidut Yarochetu Aaron Uvanav Me'erev Ad Boker Defnei Hashem Chukat Olam LeDorotam Me'et Bnei Yisrael. That's the end of the parsha. The short parsha of basically that has to do with the parsha kodemet, the other parsha, because in the other parshas we had in parsha Truma we had the parsha of the menorah. We don't have the parsha of the menorah here, and all of a sudden it starts to talk about Big Day Kuna. What's the kesher between this and Bigdei Kuna? What's the kesher bichlal? But a bigger question there is. This parsha is the only parsha in the whole Torah from the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu being born until Dvarim. There are parshas in Dvarim that also don't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name in it because he's the one that's speaking, but that's not a question. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, but Moshe Rabbeinu's name isn't mentioned in the parsha. It's a crazy thing. There's one parsha in the whole Torah Kula that Moshe Rabbeinu's name isn't mentioned. The Baal HaTurim explains, I'll be the Zohar Kodesh, this is Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded for Klal Yisrael at the Chet HaEgel. He said, if you won't listen to me, im ayin, acheni nam misifrecha. So erase me from your Sefer. Erase me from your Sefer. So it says, kilalat chacham afilo al tnai hibar. A kilat chacham, if a tzaddik gives a klala, even al tnai, if like this, so it comes, and it came. Now it's mecheni nami sifrecha, in other words, erase me from your book. He got erased from this parsha. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says. The Moshe Rabbeinu's name got erased from this parsha. It's a crazy thing. But why did it dafka from this parsha? Why dafka from this parsha? Why not from another parsha? What's going on in this parsha? It's so. But a bigger kasha, an even bigger kasha. In the whole Megillah, we don't find Shem Hashem. The Megillah of Esther, Megillah Esther, that's the Iker of Gilui Shem Hashem, right? The Iker Gilui, that's Hadar Kiblu B'mei HaShverosh, like Yoni just said. Hadar Kiblu B'mei HaShverosh. In other words, Mamad Har Sinai, we're Makabal the Torah, Mi'ira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kafa Aleinu Har Kigigit, he took this big mountain, and he said, if you're Makabal the Torah, good. If not, I'm lowering the mountain on you, you're dead, you're gone. We're mekabel it, out of the rest. It's out of the rest. Then it took many, many years afterwards. Hadar kiblu, the pasuk says, Hadar kiblu, kimu v'kiblu, it says. Hadar kiblu abimei HaShverosh. We're mekabel the Torah once again, abimei HaShverosh. When? I'm Purim. Right? And that's the Kabbalah mitoch Ava. The first Kabbalah was mitoch Yira. The second Kabbalah is mitoch Ava. Mitoch Ratzon, mitoch that we wanted. It's not just something that we were forced to do. It's something that we wanted to. But there also, Shem Hashem isn't there. Shem Hashem isn't there. What does it mean that Shem Hashem's not in the Megillah? It's crazy. It's one Megillah that Shem Hashem's not there. It's not normal. That's the Megillah that should have Shem Hashem every second word. Every word should be Shem Hashem. What's a pshat? Right? There are many, 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 many pshatim here. I want to learn with you just for a second, just one line in the Sfasemis. It's a crazy, crazy line in the Sfasemis. It says like this. V'chi, b'midrash, it says, in the Midrash, it says, V'chi la'ra'u tzarech. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need a menorah for? He needs the licht. What does he need the licht for? Aval kol panim v'war, she'b'nei Yisrael mirin. The whole thing of this parasha is to light up B'nei Yisrael. That the licht is B'nei Yisrael. It doesn't say, it says, V'ikhoi lech Hashem etzai tzach la'alot ner tamid. Who's ner tamid? So he says, Klal Yisrael, Yisrael mirin. Ve'ein akushya eich yicholim la'ir. Ki ken ritzono yitbrach, she'b'nei Yisrael yosifu or b'maseim atovim. And it's not a kasha how they're going to be meir. Because Klal Yisrael, through every ma'aseh that Klal Yisrael does, every ma'aseh that every Jew does, every tshuva that a person does, and everybody has what to do tshuva on, is mayor the whole world. The whole world is getting lifted from this. That's like Yudim Haita Ora, the Simcha V'Sasonika. Yikir Ziora. You see the licht of Klal Yisrael. You see these people dancing. You see, they're lighting up the whole world. And that's what we don't understand about Purim. We don't understand what it is. It's a day of light. The Ikar is light. What's light? Orazu Torah. Torah is light, and light is Yidden. Jews are light. Jews, as they start to learn, as they start to say Divrei Torah, as they start to keep a mitzvah, as they start to do a mitzvah, as they start to, whatever they're doing, they're bringing light to the world. That's the whole Inyan of the Jewish people. That's the whole Inyan of Avraham Avinu, to bring light into the world, right? To give light. And this light is meir. How does it meir? It's meir the begadim. That's l'chavod l'tifaret of the big day kuna. The big day kuna, the licht of the kohanim, right? When you saw a kohen gadol. A guy asked me today, could you imagine Reb Katz in big day kohen gadol? Could you imagine that? I said, I couldn't imagine it because he's been in black his whole life. But l'maisa, we should start to imagine that. Big light. But this is the light of Klal Yisrael. This is the light that the Klal Yisrael are being mayor. Through what? Through the Shemen Zayit Zach. Zach is the Kabet Otiyot plus Heim Otiyot Matzapach, the Otiyot of the Torah. When we start to learn the Otiyot of the Torah, it starts to be Madik. It's Olish Kodesh. This is the licht of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is the licht of Purim. This is the licht of everything that there is. It's a beautiful, beautiful licht that's going to come out. But we have to get ready for it. You know, just to come into Purim is a nice idea. But lemaisa, you have to get ready for Purim in Elul. You know that? Last Elul, you have to get ready for Purim. It's not so simple to get ready for Purim. It's every day a little bit more to get ready for Purim. You know, you're getting ready for Yom Kippur. We all get ready for Yom Kippur, Elul. But what about Purim? Purim is even bigger than Yom Kippur. Ki Purim. The Tikkunei Zohar Kadosh says, Yom Purim, there's Yom Purim, and there's Yom Kippurim. Kippurim is Kippurim. Kippurim is only like Purim. It's only like it. It has a darga, but it's not Purim. Purim is beyond. It's beyond. What's beyond about Purim? What's beyond about Shem Hashem? Why isn't Shem Hashem in the Megillah? Why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu in this parasha? You know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you directly, do you need Moshe Rabbeinu's name there? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu in third person, it's not direct, right? It's not direct. So he says, Moshe, come here. And he speaks to him in third person. Not so direct, you know, it's not so cozy. As soon as Moshe Rabbeinu is mamish, like right there, he's so close. He's being mayor himself. The Or of Hashem is Barach, Mitgalei and Moshe Rabbeinu mamish. It's Vatat Zaveh. It's Moshe direct. We look at it, that it's far, far away, because Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned there. Chas v'shalom. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to directly to him. He's mamish there. Moshe Rabbeinu is mamish being meir from the Or of Hashem Yisbarach in this parasha. That's the big tekuna. The big tekuna is the he'ara of everything that there is in the world. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing down into the world, the big tekuna are giving out. That's the whole Beis HaMikdash. That's the Or of Yerushalayim. That's the Rosh HaLolam. And there's the same thing happening in the Megillah. The Megillah, you know, it's a regular story. You could probably write up the story. You probably had a story like this. We've all had stories. And we call it Siyata Dishmaya, we call it this. But do we really live the Siyata Dishmaya in it? And this is what Nasi V'Shalom says. Listen to this, Nasi V'Shalom. It's crazy stuff. He says, Rebarach Mimezbez. He says like this. It says in the Mishnah, a person that reads the Megillah backwards, let's say you start from the last word and you read it backwards. Are you Yotzei Dechovah? You're not Yotzei. So that's what the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah says. L'mafreya, Rebarach Mimezbez, he says, L'mafreya Piresh, Shekorea Megillah Betor Maaseh Shehaya Pam. He's reading it like, it was a story that was once. L'mafreya doesn't mean just reading it backwards. It means you're reading it like it was. Like it was a story that was told 2,000 years ago. It's great. It's a nice story. Very nice story. But you're reading it like that, it's not Shaya. Im HaChashverosh V'Haman Lo Yatzai. You're not Yotzei Yedei Chovah. Ki tzarich lichyot ulahargish atayet kol parashat ha-Megillah. You have to feel it. You have to live it. It's not enough just to read it. Who's reading the Megillah? If you're not living it, that it's mamish happening right now to us, every second, that's korei l'mafreya. It's like you say dechovah. It's like you're not there. You're not there. You're not in the parasha. Lichyot ulahargish atayet kol parashat ha-Megillah. Et kol ha-ke'ev v'atzar shalak zera lashvid et kol ha-yudim. You have to feel what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu goes there, that all the yidden should be killed in one day. It's crazy. And it was Gzeirah Mishmaya. And the Yidden came over Kiblo. They're Makabal on the Sultan Av. Crazy. We did away with the whole Gzeirah B'schus Mordechai Yudi. Right? That Goda Simchat HaNes Shasak is Baruch Mitzvah. Ulu Lo Zeh. And without that, Lo Yatsa Yidei Chova Klal Yidei Chova Tayom. You're not Yatsa Yidei Chova. Because you're not living it. You know, we have a lot of Chagim. We have Shabbos. How many people live Shabbos? It's not a lot of people. You know, you get people coming over, you know, you get them over at the Shabbos table. Yeah, shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem, yeah, you know, it's like a deadbeat, you know what I'm saying? It's really sad. And then the other guys are just fall asleep during the smiras. The lights go out and they fall asleep during that. They don't see the licht of Shabbos. What's pshat? What's going to be? That's not living. That's not living the Torah. That's not living the mitzvah. But even more on the mitzvah of Purim. The mitzvah of Purim isn't shayach. You're not even there. Like you're reading it backwards. You're reading it like a person that doesn't understand the nes. He doesn't understand what's going on. What does it mean backwards? You're reading it from the end back. What does it mean? You're not understanding what happened here. You're not understanding the godless of this nes. You're not understanding the godless of the cave. You know, understanding what was happening, it was crazy. It was crazy what was happening. We were about to all be gone with. And all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a maze. And they were done. V'na'afochu. Ad sheyishlutu ha'yudim al soneihem. Psst. Crazy. We don't realize it. And we have to live that every year. We have to live that brand new. It's like it didn't happen last year. It's happening right now in front of us. That's the godless of the nes. That's the godless of Purim. The goddess of Purim isn't just something that did love. You know, it says the Purim, it says in the end of the Megillah, it says, I'll lend you the last pasuk, it says like this. It says, the Kayim, it says, Vayamim Ha'ilin is Karim Benasim, Hina, Kimuvi Kiblu Ayudim Alehem Bazaram, Balkolan Ilvim Alehem. In other words, they were Makayim this, and they were Makabalists, the Yidden. What is Kiyimu v'kiblu? Kiyimu ma shekiblu kfar. Chazal say, Kiyimu v'kiblu means Kiyimu, they're being mekayim it, they're establishing it, and kiblu. What's kiblu? Kiyimu ma shekiblu kfar. In other words, they were mekabalit at Ma'amad Har Sinai, but they're being mekayim it now. In other words, the first thing was mitoch yira, we got it at Har Sinai, and then we got it again, now we're receiving the Torah brand new. What's the difference between the two Torahs? We've got a Torah at Sinai. It's the same Torah. But we were mekabel mitoch yira, and here we're mekabel mitoch ava. What's the difference? So what? So I was mekabel. What's the big deal? Worlds apart. When I mekabel the Torah mitoch yira, I'm not really being mekabel, right? I was forced. It was forced upon me. Right? At the beginning of the year, all the rabbayim in the yeshiva, they're forcing you. They're forcing you to do this mitzvah, they're forcing you to learn. But then at the end of the year, you get the Purim, then you want to be Mekabel Torah. It's the Ikar of the Torah. The Ikar is that you want it. The Ikar is that you have a Chelek in it. The same Chalkeinu B'sar Asecha Mamish. Give us our Chelek in the Torah so we can live the Torah because I want to, because I want it, because I need it, because it gives me Chiyas, because it gives me everything that I need. Right? And this is what he says. Kiyum of Kibdu HaYudim Aleim Baal Zaram. They're Mekabel it for them and for their future generations. And whoever came to be a ger, and it's never gonna leave us to be doing these 2 days. They're remembered and they're done. And listen to what it says. In every generation, every family. What does it mean here? Medina, medina, ve'ir, ve'ir. Why is it saying this? Because every family, every year, every medina has all sorts of problems, has all sorts of things coming. and it doesn't see Shem Hashem. That's what's happening. And this is the Megillah for everything that's going to happen in our lifetime. Everything that's going to always happen for all the Dorei Doros. This is the Megillah that's going to explain to you exactly what's happening. Who's doing it? Who's doing it? Who's making it happen? Who's behind the lines? It's always Kutcha B'Rich. You don't see him. But then all of a sudden, if you're reading it, not L'mafreya, boy, do you see him, right? You don't need, if there was a Shem Hashem there, then it would just be there. But when there's Shem Hashem, the whole Megillah is Shem Hashem. The whole Megillah is Shem Hashem. It's a different world. It's a different world, right? That's Heara, that's Lich, that's Lich. That's Vatata Tzaveh, right? Bnei Yisrael. That's Vikwe Lecha, Shem Zaitzach. That's the Licht of Klal Yisrael. The Licht of Klal Yisrael is to see this, to let it permeate. Let it through. Because we're seeing it right now. You know, there's a very famous story. The Munkacha passport. The Helig of Munkacha passport. In Reb Shlaiman tells a story that back in the time of Reb Lev Yitzchak Mibraditchev was one of the big tzaddikim. You'll go see, I don't know if you're not going to his kever, but buried in Ukraine. And a chassid came up to him and he said to him, Rav Yitzchak, listen, I need a passport. He says, I'm not the Misrad HaPnim. I don't make passports. What are you talking about? So he says, well, I need a passport anyway. I need a passport for you. He said, why? What's going on? He says, I'm going from Poland, from Russia to Poland. He was going. He was going from Ukraine to Poland. He says, at that time, the borders are very, very dangerous. And he says, if I go as a Jew to these places, so I'm going to get into trouble. So I don't want to get into any trouble. So please give me a passport. So he says, all right, give me a minute. Goes into his room, comes out. After a few minutes, he goes into his room, comes out, and he gives him a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper. He says, you know, you really have to be a chassid for this, a real big chassid. He says, listen, take this, and we'll be beseder. So he says, okay. He takes it, he gets to the border. He doesn't know what's going to be. You know, he's going with a blank piece of paper. Nothing's written on it. And he shows him the passport, and he says, wow, we've never had a dignitary like you. Come to our place, you know, come to Poland, please. I'll give you a chariot. The guy's a poor guy. He never was in a chariot in his life. You know, he rides a donkey, a horse, or something. Doesn't have anything. Gives him a chariot. He gives him a free hotel. Everything. For a week he was there. Great. Great time. He came back. Everything was fine. Beautiful. Many, many years later, this is the story that he tells. The Munkacs. In Munkacs. In Hungary. In Munkacs. there was a Yid that had to go from Hungary to Germany in 1935. And he went into the Munkacs Rebbe. And he said to the Munkacs Rebbe, I need a passport. And he says, I'll daven for you. Anyway, with passport. He says, no. You told us about the Levi Yitzchak's passport. I want you to give me one of those. He says, with Levi Yitzchak, what do you want? He says, Dol Hador, what do you want? Again, I'm not with Levi Yitzchak. So he says, no, I know, Rebbe, you have it inside you. Anyway, he went into his room. And he comes out with a soaking wet piece of paper. 3 hours later, he comes out. And he says to him, take this. And he took it. He gets to the border of Germany. And you know, the Nazis are in control already in 1935. And the Nazi starts swearing at him and everything. He says, show me your passport. Takes out the piece of paper, shows it to the Nazi, and the Nazi says, oh, wow, I didn't know who you were. Sorry, I'm really sorry. This is a guy with Pelach, with the beard, everything. Around, he had the SS looking after him around Germany. Hotels, everything on their cheshbon, everything, and then he went back. Right after he got back, the Munkacs Rebbe, he called in his chassidim, and he says, I see a darkness coming. I've never seen before, and I don't want to be here for it, so I'm going to the next world. And he left the world, and he died. When this man died, When this man died a few years later, he said, listen, he called in all his children, and the mooncatcher made a t'nai with him. He's not allowed to tell anybody about this passport. So he didn't tell anybody his whole life. He got all his children in, and he tells them, listen, I have a passport. I want to be buried with this passport, because look what it did in this world. Who knows what it can do in the next world? He was buried with the passport. He was never to be seen again. But what is a mooncatcher passport? What is it? What's a mooncatcher passport? So Shlaima says, you know, mooncatcher passport, you know, when you get married, b'siyata d'shmaya, and everybody, you get married to a person, bezrat Hashem, to a good person, to a good girl. But you know, you're going to go and take down her yinuma. You're going to take down, you're going to go over to her, you're going to be danced over to the kala, and you're going to take down her veil. It's going to be hidden. What is he saying to her? He's saying to her, mooncatcher passport. What is a mooncatcher passport? A mooncatcher passport is hidden words. Can't say them. Can't say the words. Can't say Moshe, can't say Shem Hashem. Beyond, 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 beyond. Beyond. There are things that are beyond that. Beyond the names of people. Much, much deeper. Much, much deeper than the name even. You know, we all have names. But then there's something. How is my name kashur to Shem Hashem? Right? Every name has a kesher to Shem Hashem, right? All the words of the Torah are kashur to Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Or Ein Sof. Endless light. Endless light. If we let it. If we realize that. So the Torah is telling us in two places. You know, I don't know if you know this, but the Megillah is a small Sefer Torah. The Megillah Esther has to be written exactly like a Sefer Torah. It has to be mamsh like a Sefer Torah. It has to be written like a Sefer Torah. No games with a Chatochot. All the dinim of a Sefer Torah apply to a Megillah. It's not Pasha. Because the Megillah is a Sefer Torah. What is the Torah telling us? What is the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us, do this mitzvah, do this mitzvah, do this mitzvah, do this mitzvah. Take this. This was what happened to Avraham Avinu. All sorts of stories, all sorts of mitzvahs and this and that. The Megillah tells us a simple story. But this simple story is telling us life. This simple story is telling us our ratzon, our will. What do we want in life? Us doing the Torah. Now it's us doing the Torah. I was the tzivui of doing the Torah. We got matat tzaveh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu being mitzaveh, he's Moshe Rabbeinu, you atat tzaveh. Then it's us. You know, on Purim, a lot of people get drunk on Purim. B'siyata d'shmaya, chayavinish levesume adur lo yada, in Aru Hadman, Baruch Mordechai, you know. I don't know this year if it's allowed, not allowed. We'll see. Bezrat Hashem will be allowed.
Amen.
But Bezrat Hashem, but what is it? What is it? It means that everybody, like the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, he goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, everybody goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Right? On Yom Kippur, it's just the Kohen Gadol, alone. And he brings us in. But we're not really there, right? But what do we do on Purim? Everybody goes in. Everybody goes in. Right? Everybody goes in. What does it mean everybody goes in? Everybody's licht. Everybody's a light. Everybody realizes, HaKorei L'mafrei Lo Yatsa. Everybody's living it. Living the Kodesh Kedoshim. You're living in the Kodesh Kedoshim on Purim. It's not the same. It's not the same as any other day. There's no day like this. There's no day like this anywhere. The whole year there's no day like this. Beyond, beyond. And this is what it says. In Sfarim it says, Kimu b'kiblu shekimu ma shekiblu kfar. Da'adur kiblu b'ratzon. Now they're being mekabel b'ratzon. Ki kabalat ha-Torah b'ma'amad ha-nizgav shel har Sinai. Mitoch ha'ara gdola shepanim b'panim diber Hashem imachem. Right on our Sinai, he's speaking us face to face. But can we take it? Can we take it? We couldn't take it. V'hadar kiblu ha'gam b'me ha'chashver shakati avdei ha'chashver ha'shana. Right? Gam matzavim ke'elu ki'imu v'kiblu. In other words, even if we have a hardship, and we all have hardships, we just had this hardship from, we still have the hardship from the war, from Simchas Torah, everything that's happening to us. Everything we're going through this year. It's a hard year. But then we read the Megillah and we say, wow, what's happening here? We don't know. We don't know what's happening. We'll only know at the end. But something big is about to happen. Something really big. And we don't see it yet, right? We don't see it. And we think, nah, it can't be. Maybe. In the Megillah it happened. Could it happen again? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe yes. Maybe no. You know, we're besfakis. Safek is otiyot amalek. Gematria amalek is safek. Don't be besfakis. It's real. It's happening right now. We got to know that. We got to know that. It's happening right in front of us. Hakorei l'mafreya lo yatsa. Live it. Live it. When you're living it and feeling it, and really part of it, it's a whole different world. It's a whole different world. And this is what the Megillah is teaching us. This is what Mordechai and Esther are saying to us. Don't just be this guy sitting on the side. Be active. Be another Yoni coming to Yerushalayim to learn Torah. Be a guy that's really giving it everything that he has. Don't be that guy that comes, all right, he's doing a lot. It's very nice. And it's all sorts of things are nice. But Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. Wow. Living the Torah right now. Can you imagine living the Torah right now? Living Ma'amad Har Sinai right in front of you. Can you imagine seeing every time you start to learn, seeing the Torah coming down with Moshe Rabbeinu? It's crazy, right? But do we do mitzvahs like this? This is the difference between being Mekabel the Torah now and beforehand. We have to start living a mitzvah. When we're saying a bracha, are we saying a bracha? Are we really thinking about what we're saying? Right? We're saying a bracha achrona. Are we really thinking about what we're saying? Are we really thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Are we just saying the bracha, being Yotzei Zayin? Putting on tefillin in the morning. Do we really see the tefillin? Do we see the parshas? Do we see Kaddish? Vayaki v'yecha, Shema, Vayaki im Shamoah? Do we see it mechuber to our yad? Do we see part of the yad? Or is it just the thing out there? Do we see the tefillin shel Rosh? Do we see the shinim of tefillin shel Rosh? Do we see the two shinim? It's crazy. If we really live this, we're on a different planet. It's a different level, Lagamre. This is what Purim is to remind us. You're reading it backwards. You're not reading it the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us to read it, the emes, to live it right now. Bayamim ma'em, bazman hazeh. What does that mean? Bayamim ma'em, we're supposed to think bayamim ma'em, but bazman hazeh, you're supposed to live it right now. It's not bayamim ma'em. big stuff. Guys, this is the ikra of everything. And this is what he says here. You gotta hear this. This is crazy stuff. Crazy mate, Morey 9, forget about it. Beyond. He says like this. Vinei Hadas, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Das of Klal Yisrael. What's the Das of Klal Yisrael? The Das is the Mechaber. Das is a Chibur, right? Ve'eda Adam et it's a chibur. He's having a chibur with his wife. When we're talking about das, when we're talking about knowing somebody, we're talking about a chibur, connection. Vav Yemei HaShavua, the 6 days Yemei HaShavua, right? Why is it six? Pshat. Because you have to be mechaber, one Shabbos to the next, right? So you have to connect one Shabbos to the next. There's a vav in between. Vav is a connection, right? Vav HaChibur. We say vav, v, od mashu, right? Vav is Vav HaChibur. So why is there a Vav? Vav days, why are there 6 days between Shabbos to Shabbos? Because you have to be Mechaber, one Shabbos to the next Shabbos. And then the next Shabbos to another Shabbos. Mechaber means to connect. You have to connect one Shabbos to the next. So it's always Shabbos. Yom Shekulo Shabbos, Menucha L'Chayolam, right? That's the Yikub Shabbos. Anyway, so he says, V'atat Tzaveh, U'mitchila Neva'er, Lama Lo Nizkar Shmo? Why isn't his name written? Ki nechal seder tzave b'shavua shachal b'zayin adar. Why isn't his name mentioned? Because we read tzave on the week of Zayin Adar. What was Zayin Adar? Zayin Adar is when Moshe Rabbeinu is dying. So we made his name isn't mentioned. That's what he says. U'bechinat yistalkut Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going up. B'lachein lo nizkar shmo b'seder parasha zo ki nistalek Moshe. That's why his name isn't mentioned, because he was mistalek. He's dying on this parasha. But his name is mentioned somewhere in the Torah. In other words, it's Behelem. We don't see it. V'zeu v'ata tzaveh. Perush vav. Ata. Shehu adat. Amshachat ha-Torah tzaveh. In other words, the vav is the vav achibur. We're being mechaber Moshe Rabbeinu to this parasha. The vav is the vav achibur to this. And Moshe Rabbeinu is mechuber to the whole Torah kula. So he goes up. What does it mean, v'ikhoi lecha? Take Klal Yisrael to you. Klal Yisrael should come to you. Klal Yisrael should be makir that there's a person by the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. In order to be makir the shame, in order to connect to the shame, in order to connect to our innards. Because l'maisa, what are we connecting to? Connecting to our neshama, right? Ha'neshama shenatata b'torahi, right? The neshama that you gave me is Torah. If I keep it Torah, right? If I keep it Torah. And how do I keep it Torah? Torah mitzvahs, right? I do good. I do everything good. B'siyata d'shmaya. It'll all be Torah. And this is the ikur of Purim. Guys, gotta wake up to Purim. Gotta start to cry for Purim. Gotta start to cry. What are we crying for? We're crying to be Mekayim, Kimu v'Kibla. They're not just to be Mekabel the Torah back then. Lekayim it right now. Lekayim it right now. Lekayim it now, brand new. Like it was never given to us before. Crazy. Brand new. It's a brand new Torah every minute. Every minute that we're learning. Brand new things. We never learned it before. And that's how it's Amachadesh betuva b'chol yom tamid maaseh bereishis. It becomes a chidush atzum. Maaseh bereishis mamish. Maaseh bereishis, the ikra of maaseh bereishis. Right? Kwach masav yigid lamo, letet lem nachlat goyim. Right? Akash Baruch Hu. There's kavchet otiyot. There's 28 otiyot in the first pasuk of the parash, of the Torah, right? 28 letters. That's kwach masav. He's showing us the kwach that he has. He's showing us everything. All we have to do is mekayim. All we have to do is mekayim. Guys, it's time really, really to start to think, to start to cry, to start to be happy. Everything, Shem Shemayim. Start to be over the Shem Shemayim. Start to realize that we have something right in front of us that we can start to do. Not, you know, everybody. Some people are nitfas in a chait. They're grabbed by the chait. You know, something big. I can't get past it. Stop. You can get past it. Kimu v'kiblu. If Klal Yisrael, at the time of Mordechai and Esther, could get past it, we can get past it also. And Bezrat Hashem, this Purim is going to be a gevald. It's going to be beyond any Purim. B'siyat d'shmaya. You can't even imagine how it's going to be. Because these things are beyond. We don't have Shem Hashem in the Megillah. But Klal Yisrael is going into Kodesh Kodesh. Klal Yisrael is going to be Mekabel in themselves. All mitzvahs. Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu mashe kiblu. They're going to be Mekabel, brand new right now. It's going to be a day of days, a day that we never had. And le'asuf mizaram, it says it's never going to stop. From the Zera Kodesh of Klal Yisrael, it's never going to stop. We're always going to have Purim. It doesn't say that about any other Chag. Why are we always going to have Purim? Because Purim itself is eternal. It's internal and eternal. It's a day of being eternal. It's an eternal day. And if we keep it, if we keep one day of Purim, one year, we keep it for the rest of our life. Purim is the ikar of ikar. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zeichet to this. To really be mekabel, kimu v'kiblu, Bezrat Hashem. Yeah.
Oh, Oh, yeah, they're going to die. Yeah. 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 Yeah.